Charlie speaking.
Hey, Eric, this is Sam over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good.
Hey, good. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So, yeah, I got your web registration. Looks like you wanted to get some information on the working capital programs. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. So a couple basic questions for you to get started. What is the name of the business that you're with?
So you're on the DBA or the...
I guess both of them.
Okay, Jab Food LLC and Ogome French Cafe and Bakery.
Oh, okay, okay, perfect. And are you the 100% owner over there?
No, I'm not a 100% owner over there.
Okay, what's the ownership breakdown?
I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear you. What is?
Oh, what is the ownership breakdown?
Me, 20%, and my partner, 80%.
Okay. I gotcha. And how long have you guys been in business?
Now, 2 years, if I count well.
Okay. All right. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for here, and I can try to point you in the right direction.
But most of the business gets financed by personal funds, and
okay.
The rest with financial. So the thing is, we extend the bakery to 1,200 square foot to be able to serve dinner and to have more space, because the actual bakery we have, 900 square foot, is really too small, and we're doing a little bit more than 400,000 a year. So this year, with the projection I have, we should finish by like 450, 460. Is first of all, it's difficult, it's small, and I think we are losing money or customer because we don't have, it's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tables.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is not enough. So we already start the construction. The construction is done by almost 85-90% easily. But we just, we might need, because I already burned most of the cash I put on that, refinance the money we get from those other company, and we pay, from my point of view, we pay too much on the daily payment. And I just try to find a way to decrease that and pay and doing the monthly payment, something like that.
Okay. So on the...
And if there's any room to get more money, we will go for it. So.
Oh, okay. So you'd like to maybe refinance the current loan that you have and net a little extra capital to finish off the kind of expansion?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Now, on the current loan that you have, who is that with, and what is the balance on it right now?
On the current loan, but all of them are new, so the current loan, the balance is, okay, let me open the accounts. Oh, so the last one I have, the balance was $77,900.
Okay. How many loans do you have that are coming out of the account daily?
Two. This is, I give you both of them combined.
Oh, that's both of them combined?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what are they individually?
One is 200, and the other one is 239.
Those are the daily payments for them, okay.
Yes.
All right. And then
they kill business. So
sure.
239 cents, and the other one is 239.
Okay. And what is the... I know the total balance is about 77,900. What are they individually? Is one larger than the other, or are they about the same size?
No, one is, if I remember, 53, and the other one is 23. Yeah, is that 23,053.
53, okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right. And, okay, so a couple of basic questions for you to see kind of where we fall and what our options are going to be. What do you guys do for your gross annual sales, like the top line revenue?
Top line, 450.
450,000?
450,000, yes.
Okay. All right. And then as far as the personal credit goes, what does your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
I would say my credit is good, but with those increase I made on that, right now I just dropped. I was on 770,
okay.
And now it's 712.
So. Okay. And what about your partner?
My partner is a little bit lower. He's a 670.
Okay. All right. All right. And then, you know, if we're able to pay off those loans, we would also need to kind of, you know, get you additional cash on top of that. That's the way the refinancing works. So how much additional capital would you be able to use to finish the kind of expansion?
So the expansion, we finish no matter what, because I have to pay the contractor.
Sure.
The thing is, I'm just think about the future equipment. There's some oven we didn't purchase because they're really expensive. Talk about 12 to 15 thousand. So
okay.
we put on the side. For the moment, we cannot do that. I would say maybe 20-30 more thousand. I don't think the thing is I don't want to add more if I'm not sure that it won't be a monthly payment versus a daily. Because a daily is just, the amount of money we pay right now is a lot.
Yeah, you're just losing too much a day.
Yes, exactly. But the thing helps, by the way. I won't say only bad things. They help a lot.
Yeah.
And we move forward. So we're done by 92% of the construction is done. So it's not open yet. So I hope so in a couple of weeks we should be done with that. The other space still working. Still, thank you God, we didn't close. So still making money, and we can pay everything. So,
okay.
Yeah, 30,000, yes, easily.
Okay, sure. So I got a pretty good idea of what we're working with here. I know kind of an idea of which programs I'm going to try to get you into. Now, the first step really is just to make sure we can get you approved. And based on your cash flow and both you and your business partner's credit scores, I think we're going to have something for you. Now, in order to actually get some numbers for you, I need a few things from you.
Yes.
So it's going to be an application. It's one page long. And then I'll need 6 months of the business bank statements and the most recent business tax return that you have.
The most business cash return that we have?
The tax return. Did you finish 2015?
No, we didn't finish that yet.
Okay, sure. So I can work with 2014. I just need you to send me the 2015 extension, too. And do you guys accept credit cards over there from your customers?
Yes.
Okay, so in that case, I'll also need 4 months of the merchant processing statements just to show the credit card sales.
Okay.
Now, what I can do is I can send you an email right now. I'll attach the application to it, and I'll also have that list of what I need from you. So if you have any questions, you'll have my direct contact information. You can give me a call, or you can shoot me an email. But as soon as I get all of that back from you, it usually takes me about 24 to 48 hours to get you an answer and go over some options for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so I'll send it out to you right now. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't. Do you have my email?
Yes, I believe. Let me verify it with you right now. I have sdjomby@att.net.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I'll be sending it out right now for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Eric.
Bye.